Welcome to 2 Minutes in Trade, where we interpret the latest trade news to help you understand the impact on your business. For a comprehensive background on the issues discussed today, please visit strtrade.com.
Today is Monday, March the 27th, 2023. I'm Nicole Bivens-Collinson, President, International Trade and Government Relations. When the Biden administration announced plans for an Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, or the IPEF, the government of Taiwan expressed interest in joining. But China continues to punish countries that recognize Taiwan as an independent country, since it has insisted for almost 75 years that Taiwan is just a renegade province of China. So, rather than include Taiwan in the IPEF, the U.S. is engaging in separate talks dubbed the U.S.-Taiwan Initiative on 21st Century Trade. While the IPEF talks receive more publicity, it's worth following the Taiwan talks not only for their own importance, but also as a preview of IPEF discussions, where multiple trading partners have more varied interests and levels of development. Recently, the U.S. Trade Representative released summaries of texts. The text on customs administration and trade facilitation focused on automation and innovative border procedures, including online posting of all laws and procedures related to importing and exporting. The summary proposes electronic forms, filing fee payments, and invoicing. The goal would be a single window for immediate release of qualifying goods. The text also addressed e-commerce, including returning goods across borders. Now, I think many U.S. traders would love to see a single window with the U.S. government, too. While CBP is the entry point for data, the goods don't really clear unless the partner government agencies give their okay, and they may require data to be re-entered into their own data systems versus just the automated customs interface. So this would be a good thing going both directions. Other texts released included one on good regulatory practices that talked about transparent regulations development and publishing draft regulations and providing comment periods. Another one on services, domestic regulation, and licensing requirements seeks to ensure that service suppliers are treated fairly and transparently, no matter where they are headquartered. And the one on anti-corruption texts expands on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement by including provisions on money laundering, recovery of corruption proceeds, denial of entry for corrupt foreign officials, and protection for people reporting corruption. So even though the name of these talks refers to updating to the 21st century, forward-thinking measures will be ever more crucial as we approach the 22nd century. Services and internet-based trade will undoubtedly continue to expand, while trade enforcement may be carried out in ways we can only imagine.
With professionals in 9 offices, Sandler, Travis & Rosenberg is the largest international trade, customs, and export law firm in the world. This is for informational purposes only and is not legal advice. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask us to send you free written information about our qualifications and experience. Email us at messages@strtrade.com.